some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, episode 13. It's Nikki Downtown and Fat Nate with another episode of Hypothetically.
Can I get a different?
You cannot get a different nickname.
I feel like we rushed to Fat Nate, and I feel like there wasn't like a discussion. There wasn't even others suggested.
But I thought about it a lot. I assure you, I did not rush to Fat Nate. I tried out a bunch of nicknames for you. I showed people your picture, and then I suggested things. Fat Nate, Rape Nate. People went with Fat Nate.
Was the only other suggestion Rape Nate?
Rapey Nate? Rape Nathan? Ones... And people almost unanimously went with Fat Nate. I don't know.
Did you show them my picture and just went, do you think this is Fat Nate or do you think this is Rapey Nate?
No, I would show some people just a picture of you with Fat Nate and then see their reaction. Other people, I would just show a random picture of you and it just said Rapey Nate. And I'd go, what do you think about this? And then go, I don't like that. So that's how I know that that's not a good nickname.
I don't think there's anyone on earth that if you were like, oh, that's like, if the nickname started with Rapey, I don't think there's any way. Like if it's like, oh, that's Rapey Steve. I don't think anybody's, like no one could pull that off.
Nikki Downtown could.
You think if it was Rapey Nikki Downtown?
Rapey Nikki Downtown.
Yeah, man, I just don't think it's gonna, I don't
you
think
know what, saying it out loud, it's got too many Y's, like too many and things that end with Y, it doesn't work.
And it feels like you're really tacking on the Rapey because you have to, not because it really adds to the nickname in any way.
Right.
Like it's more of a warning.
Maybe in prison?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the only place where you could have, this is cheap, we shouldn't make prison rape jokes, we're better than.
Maybe in juvie, were I younger?
No.
We don't want to do worse. Juvie rape jokes?
I think that's kind of one of those markets that isn't tapped, but not because it's like people haven't considered it. I just think people don't want to consider it.
Okay. So the point of this whole thing is we agree Fat Nate is the optimal nickname. Nikki Downtown, you have questions? Fat Nate, episode 13.
Do you have questions?
I got questions. Oh, yeah, I got questions, Fat Nate.
Oh, man, you got to stop.
Say your catchphrase, Fat Nate.
No. Oh, I'm fat.
That's your catchphrase? Oh, I'm fat?
Yeah, but you got to say it like you're, I don't want to do this. This is so belittling.
Do you want me to do the first question or do you want to do it?
I think you've earned that.
Okay. Remember Ed, Edd n Eddy? What if they made a follow-up series to Ed, Edd n Eddy where they're adults? Like instead of the Ed boys, they're the Ed men.
Yeah, it's called the Trailer Park Boys.
But what if they did? No, but let's say they're like, because they wanted Jawbreakers and stuff, you know, and they're always scamming kids. Mm-hmm. Let's say they still want Jawbreakers. Are there scam? Like, I feel like they would be involved in like the housing crisis and stuff.
No, I think they would be involved in robbery.
I was thinking because they have Double D that they would be doing white collar.
No,
I think like the whole system is collapsing and they're sitting there sucking these Jawbreakers.
No, man.
You did it, Edmund.
I think they're big enough and I think Jawbreakers are easy enough to steal. They're like barely a misdemeanor and like Ed with a bat could do. I mean, they're just sitting outside of convenience stores. I think they would just go and break in and steal them.
I don't know. I think maybe Ed would do that. Also, the other thing I think of, and this just makes sense, I think Ed would have like a kid. I don't think he'd have a wife, but I think he'd have a kid. He'd have a baby mama.
But also, you got to remember that like Double D is smart for like an elementary schooler. He probably didn't. I mean, he lived in a. I'm not trying to make any kind of stereotype, but he didn't live in a good side of town. He probably didn't get higher level education. I mean, he didn't have money for Jawbreakers. He's not going to college. Like, I don't think he's gonna be. I don't think he's gonna be the success story people are gonna make him out to be in their heads. I think he's gonna be, by the time he's an adult, he will not be a clever adult. Right. I think he will just be a moderately clever. Think like that girl from Ozarks.
I see what you're saying. Everybody from the cul-de-sac is gonna be disappointed because they thought he had such potential.
He's gonna be remembered for that.
That he peaked in, well, he never even really peaked. I mean, was at his smartest, people would just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, and he never even obtained his even pathetically small aspirations. He never got
Jawbreakers. I think on occasion they would get Jawbreakers and then something would happen and it would slap the Jawbreaker out of their mouth. Like, I don't think they've ever finished a Jawbreaker. They've only just started them.
Yeah, I mean, I think the trick to that is don't get giant fucking, like, I bet for the amount of the size of their Jawbreaker, I bet if that was in your mouth for like a second, you'd be like salivating like a crazy person.
It's they never get the Jawbreakers. You know that ancient myth where the guy is in that like pool and there's like grapes above him and water below him and he keeps reaching for the grapes and they go higher and he tries to drink the water and it evaporates into the pool?
I don't think that's a myth.
That's a myth.
I think that's something.
Well, it's not a real thing. Didn't happen to somebody.
I'm not saying it's a real thing. I'm just not convinced that that's a real myth.
No, it's a myth. Is that where Midas went?
No, Midas touched people and they turned to gold.
He turned stuff to gold, but then he died and maybe he went to this place.
Why are you adding fan fiction of Midas?
Because I like it. Midas turned stuff to gold.
Why are you adding this weird? It doesn't even like.
Also, he had invisibility, which people don't talk about as much, but he did have invisibility. Mm-hmm. You'd just be sitting in the living room and a bunch of stuff would just start turning gold. And you're like, what the fuck?
People would ask him, like, oh, is it a curse and a blessing? And like, the gold thing is, but the invisibility, just a blessing. It's awesome.
Anytime there was gold in other stories, like where there was the goose that lay the golden eggs, it was just Midas putting his fingers in the goose's butt. Probably just touching the eggs. He probably didn't need to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't the butthole be gold then? Not the.
That's egg. Yeah, exactly. There's plot holes in this. You can tell I didn't think this through.
Like, it feels like you're trying to make like an MCU out of this, but it's like way more based on sodomy than I think it needed to be.
What if the Midas touch was a. What if he was like a boxer, like an MMA guy, and the Midas touch was that.
He murdered people?
He knocked people the fuck out.
I think if you kill them, you get in trouble.
No, he doesn't have the gold thing. It's because when he punches you in the face, you lose teeth and you need.
Oh, it's the replacement. Golden. It's like golden boxing gloves?
No. It's when you replace your teeth with golden crowns. That's the Midas touch.
Your
teeth have been punched by Midas, the boxer.
Wait.
So and he's Greek.
He's a good boxer because he's Greek and he gives people a grill.
Yeah. His name is Nicholas Midas. Very Greek. Punches very hard. Likes olives. He eats a lot of olives.
I'm confused. Is it a power he has or did he?
No. He's a boxer in present day. You know what? In the 80s. And he's got the Midas touch, which is that he punches you really hard. It's just like a fun colloquialism.
Yeah, but how is this?
In Greece. What?
How is this a question?
Oh, yeah.
What about
that? My question is, what do you say?
I think that's vaguely racist and I don't know. It's like nothing. What do I think if there is a vaguely racist Greek guy that.
Wait, why is this vaguely racist?
Because he called him Nicholas.
And when he punches, he always yells, Mykonos!
Yeah, that's where the racist part. I mean, they're like making fun of Greek people, so I don't think there's going to be as much blowback, but I mean, it still feels...
More like geek people.
Okay, do you want me to do my question?
I want you to respond to more like geek
people. I don't want to respond. I'm going to just do my question. I think that'd be less tough than that question. So you know how they did Breaking Bad?
And who?
It was
Vince Gilligan?
People wrote the show. Is he the guy that wrote Breaking Bad?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I don't care. So the guy wrote Breaking Bad, right?
Vince Gilligan.
Sure. And the premise was like normal dude that's a chemist that slowly moves into the drug world. And then the Ozark, which is the same premise, just instead of picking a fun thing like making the drugs, they picked a boring thing like accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think the next level of boring is? Like, where do they go? Like, is it I'll give you an example. Like janitorial, like he starts as a regular janitorial person and then he breaks into the drug scene. He's so good at janitorial work. He like slowly breaks bad in the exact same way Breaking Bad and Ozark did it.
And by the end, he's cleaning billions of dollars worth of drugs.
Yeah, he's so good at cleaning and he gets like his own little Jesse, someone who, you know, let's go the other way. Maybe they were a successful person. He drags them down into janitorial work. Like usually the Jesse character learns actual skill sets along the way, like either chemistry or finance stuff or how to run a business, but he teaches them nothing. He just like, now they're really good at cleaning the room.
Well, okay. Custodial work is not nothing. First of all, it takes an eye for detail and a willingness to sometimes be up very late.
Yeah. But if you went into an office and you were like, hey, I was a janitorial worker for the Cali cartel for like 5 years, I don't think it's going to really be a resume buff.
No, because you would never say that.
What would you say?
Nothing. They would already know who you were. They would just, they could tell by the way you squirted the windows. They were like, oh shit. Dude, this guy's connected.
you cut your finger, little blood gets on the carpet and you clean it so good, so quickly. You know exactly what chemicals to use. Like, oh, you've cleaned blood.
My favorite part about Ozark, it's like Breaking Bad, except just no one reacts to anything.
Everyone's like on Xanax or something. Yeah. They're super chill about it.
Jason Bateman is just such a method actor that he forgets that he is supposed to be an actor. He's like actually an accountant where they're like, yeah. I'm going to kill your family. And he's like, I am an accountant. This is how an accountant would react in this scene, given he had no actor training.
So where does it go next?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say the transportation. It's just a truck driver who nothing in particular happens.
The only tense moments is when he's going through like checkpoints and stuff, but it's really
But most of it is just his favorite like Wawas and stuff, and like what he gets. A lot of the show would be our drug smuggling driver watching Breaking Bad and Ozark while driving. Like that would be the most dramatic part. You're like, is he going to get an accident? Nah, actually, he seems okay.
There's tense moments where he like pees in a bottle and makes sure nobody's looking.
Who would be looking? He's higher than everyone. Bigger trucks?
Yeah, bigger trucks. The more powerful, he's trying to move up there, but he's got to smuggle his drugs.
He's got to
druggle those smugs to get on up to the top.
Druggle the smugs. That sounds like somebody kind of grimaced at you in a mean way, and you like bopped him on the nose. Like somebody was like, "Is that what you're wearing?" And you're like, that's "You fair. Druggled the smug."
I think at the end though, like in the other shows, he has to kill the mob boss, but he does it just by accidentally hitting them with his truck. And then he loses his like insurance, and that's how he gets defeated at the end.
And his main antagonist isn't another drug cartel or the police. It's just automation. It's the future. Yeah. He's just like joining a union, and he's sort of upset about the union dues, and automation seems to be coming anyway, even though Trump said he would get the jobs, and it's not really panning out. And he goes, meets with the higher cartel people, and he's like, are you guys threatening to kill my family? And they're like, no, I mean, you're doing good.
You're so expendable.
Yeah, we'll just fire you. It's not worth killing your, we'd have to send our hitmen. Those guys, you know what their hourly rate is? We easily could find a new driver. Do you know all the love languages?
I just had a whole argument with my girlfriend about this. So I know the one I'm not.
Okay. What if there was hate languages? What would yours be? What would they be? I think mine would still be physical touch.
Like sensual touch or like just...
No, it's physical. A hate language. It would be physical. I would leave it at that. It's physical touch. You're when right. I was arrested, I would give the cops the like listicle quiz where I scored physical touch for my hate language, and that would justify assault.
I think if you had gifts, that'd be a fun one.
You'd be like, I got you this bitch slap. And then that's that. Frankly, that's kind of physical touch.
It's
again.
Also physical. Maybe all the hate languages are just you hit people.
When it comes down to it, there's one hate language. Mm-hmm. And then there's pussies.
I think mine would be passive aggression and quiet, angry desperation, where I just sit in a car by myself and I'm just really mad. It's really more about me than it is about them.
Is it that weird stillness right when you turn off the car and before you open the door? Where time has stopped.
And it's like I'm really alone with myself and that other person that I'm imagining. I don't know how you would translate that. My therapist would probably say I don't communicate my feelings enough, but I don't think he meant scream at employees that I work with. Maybe he did.
You know? I think therapists should have had to exhibit every single negative behavior to become therapists. Like if you're going to instruct me on how to stop eating hair or mattresses, you have to have eaten mattresses. I want a therapist who's done that.
Would you come in and be like, I mean, there was like that thing, that one dude on that show that like, I fuck my car. And the therapist's like, okay, I'll be back in 20.
You fuck your car and then stop fucking your car and tell me how you did it, doctor.
Yeah, but I do think that's the good idea. But if they had an answer, wouldn't that be worse? You're like, oh, you're not put together. Oh, I'm not gonna. If they were this is exactly how you stop fucking cars. When you'd be like,
yeah, I don't think you were fucking them that good if you can stop. I want a therapist who killed somebody. If I didn't, then I don't.
What if they're just like, hey, I'm having trouble eating my hair, and they're like, I've only murdered people.
Yeah, then we're not a good fit.
What if he did you the service and every time he talked about hair, he related it to how it's like murder?
If he could really do that in a convincing way.
If he was like, yeah, when you pull your hair, that's like similar to like slitting someone's throat. Like
right. Imagine
the analogous.
Imagine as the hair disappears from view, it's like the light leaving their eyes.
You think that would fix things, or do you think that would leave you in a worse, more confused state?
I don't know. Experience is such a good teacher. Or maybe I would kill people to understand his analogy. And through killing a person, I would then not have to eat so much hair. Does that make a lot of sense?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you like, as the light kind of dims from their eyes, you're like, oh my God, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm choking them and I have their hair in my mouth, and as they die I'm like, you know what, I don't need this.
Yeah, this was just daddy issues. I don't need hair at all. I do need to murder though.
Well, then you go back to the therapist though, because he's got a handle on that.
What do you think is sadder, a person that goes to AA meetings that was never an alcoholic just so they can like talk about themselves for a few minutes, or a person who goes to a dog park without a dog to pet dogs?
Oh, definitely the AA thing. The dog park thing is not that crazy.
You know people that go to dog parks without dogs?
No, but there are people at dog parks without dogs. But I don't think there's anybody at an AA meeting who shows up on time with like a pressed shirt. Hey guys, how are you doing this week?
Just really put together.
I like the free coffee. I think I think the sober or the regular guy in the alcoholics meeting would be like just doing heckles on what people should have done, where the guy's like, yeah, I backed over my daughter with my car. He's like, uh-oh, gotta use that rear view cam.
No. I imagined if you're going to AA meetings talking about yourself, I feel like he wouldn't get the whole like turn thing and constantly loop back into his own shit, but it would never be really about drinking. I guess if you just talk about stuff in a really negative way, people could just presume you were drinking that whole time.
I think his stories would all be very normal and he'd keep being like, no, I'm going to get to the drinking. And then he would just not get to the drinking. It's just about traffic was bad. And they were like, were you driving drunk? And he's like, wait, let me, I'll get there. Okay. Anyway, so this guy cuts me off.
Oh, boy, he's like, I got a little part cracks like a beer open, just keeps going.
They're like, oh no, you're relapsing. He's like, oh no, I'm relapsing.
Oh no, it's so bad.
Oh, I have to give back my chip.
When I wrote this question, do you think they asked for the chip and entry?
No, I don't think anyone asked for anything. I think they're informal.
AA meetings?
Yeah, I don't think it's, I think AA is an informal. I don't think there's like AA employees.
Oh, I imagined it, there'd be like tiers of AA.
There's like A and then AA and then AAA.
Yeah.
And then AAAA and then B.
Okay.
B is in beer.
You just get drunk again. So
this guy is such a drunk, he's at B.
He goes, A is your new. You don't even have a chip yet. You're just like unsure what you're doing. They're trying to figure out if you're like AA material.
Well, A would be alcoholic.
AA is when you get help. And AAA, yeah, you do car repair.
Yeah, that's what AAA is. It's alcoholics. That's why they take really so goddamn long.
Yeah.
No, because they're drunk driving.
Wait, so AAA is you go back to drinking, but also you fix cars?
Oh, maybe you're so sober that you fix cars.
They're like, what's the 12th step? And they're like, car repair.
Yeah,
like,
alcoholic anonymous automobile.
It sounds like there's a bunch of anonymous drivers.
It's just people doing hit and runs. Who hit you? I don't know, but boy, they didn't look good.
No, they look bad. Maybe they leave their chip as kind of their mark. Like, oh, that was AA. It's like, how do you know? It's like, there's 2 months sober.
Yeah, 2 months. If you were a drunk driver and you killed somebody, would you secretly visit the funeral and then go up to the casket and just fing, like flip your chip onto their body? Would you do that? I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. Clearly break into the home before everyone got there and put two chips on each eye.
One for each month you were sober.
That's how you tag them.
And also he'll be able to cross the River Thames more easily.
The River Styx, they're looking for.
Oh, Styx, Styx.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck River Thames
was. I was about to say, is there a river named Tim? Tim the river? Isn't River Thames something?
No, it's the River Styx.
Thames River.
That's not hell material. What, like hell dogs? And then there's this lake that was named after Tim. Tim. Super nice guy.
What do you think came first? The hell imagery from ancient Greece or the band from the 1980s? Styx.
Which came first?
Styx, who does Come Sail Away, or the river that leads you to the underworld?
I like to think ancient Egyptians were listening to Come Sail Away and it got stuck in their head so long that they were just like, yeah, man, I'm really only imagining hell right now.
Yeah, when they say you journey across the River Styx, it's journey, like journey.
It's just going to be
just a small town girl. And you're a real foreigner.
We should do this podcast earlier in the day.
And you go from you go across the River Styx into the underworld. And then you go into Boston, like Boston. No, wait. Actually, instead of Boston, it's Chicago. 25-06-24.
You know how Jesus was really persecuted, like right before he died? They put him on a cross. They put like a spear in him or something.
I did hear about that.
Yeah. They did all that to him. And then they put like a crown of thorns on him. It always kind of felt like if you're going to brutally torture him, thorns feels like kind of a weak. It feels like somebody pitched that as like a weak opening.
And then I think there
was like, oh, let's put him, like, let's nail his hands into a piece of wood. And they're like, oh, I mean, the thorns thing was, we could like go a little. And they're like, no, we're going to, I feel like people kept jumping to the next level.
Really, I thought it was like a bunch of people who were into torture. And then one guy who was more into like arts and crafts and like Etsy kind of stuff. And he was like, how can I participate? Let's give him a crown, but we'll make it out of thorns and ribbon that's not the right color. And give him big, dumb glasses. Can you give him stupid glasses that are orange? And we're going to give him a big cigar that explodes.
Okay. My alternative pitch was that Jesus kind of egged on the thorn thing out of all the suggestions because he thought it'd be like metal. They were like, can I wear black nail polish and do all this shit? And they were like, no. They're like, we'll keep the thorn thing, I guess.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to crucify you. He's like, oh, that's so punk.
Yeah.
So punk rock.
He came in with like full Kiss makeup on and they were like, none of that. I guess we'll let you keep the thorn crown. He's like, fuck yeah.
I would have wanted other Thorn stuff.
Like what?
Glasses.
Say that without
glasses, Thorn glasses. I would want a whole Thorn like robe. Thorn robe.
I think that would kind of detract from the meddling.
I would have been like, oh, if we're doing the king thing, where's my Thorn robe? And they'd be embarrassed because they forgot to make the Thorn robe.
No, you would look like a 30-year-old dude that doesn't have a job and it's a virgin.
Thorn horse
to his own crucifixion. You look like a loser.
I would want a Thorn horse.
Okay. Do you have a question?
I don't have a Thorn horse. Domo arigato. Do Mr.
Okay, Obato. Dude. None of this would be clubbable if we don't like your question.
Remember that Sticks? Remember that Sticks song?
Yeah, man.
You know, they shouldn't have called you Fat Nate. They should have called you Grumpy Nate, Fat Nate.
Man, I feel like I had a good question, and you keep bringing it back to the River Stick.
I can hear you crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows. Wait. I can't tell you. Nathan's leaving. You know, we're not really related. We're not actually brothers. It's just a character thing we do for the podcast. But I actually met Nathan in 2017. He was in a hot dog eating contest. He was the hot dogs. It doesn't even make any sense. He's so fat. Fat Nate. He's not even that fat. He used to be fat. He was a fat kid growing up. You know, now I wouldn't say he looks good, but he looks different.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to know what I said earlier when you were gone? Yeah, I said that you were in a hot dog eating contest, but you were the hot dogs.
What does that mean?
That's what I was wondering after I said it. I said, what does that mean, Nick? Is that what the podcast listeners want? What does that mean? You're in a smoky dive bar in Tennessee. There's a woman who's kind of in her like mid-40s, but she's like attractive, you know, like in a beautiful sort of mature kind of way. And she's playing the guitar. She's playing like the blues, like a really beautiful blues song. And there's not a dry eye in the house. Everyone's just so moved. And you're moved too. You're like, I can't believe anyone has such an angelic voice. And she's just really feeling it and her eyes are closed and she's swaying. Okay. And everyone is just entranced. But she is sitting on your jacket and you gotta go. You gotta go. I mean, what do you do, Fat Nate?
I really don't like the Fat Nate part. Why do I need to leave so badly?
You gotta go.
Gotta go. It doesn't matter.
And she's up there in her swinging kind of way, like really Southern draw, you know, like really beautiful. And she's just like, domo arigato, Mr. Robot. No, just kidding. She's doing a more bluegrassy like version of that. Mac. But it's that song. What? Did you say Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, she's doing Fleetwood Mac.
No, she's doing Sticks.
Because if she's doing Landslide, I'm not getting to where I'm going. If she's doing
You gotta go.
When she sings the Landslides Bring Me Down, I'll be brought down.
Yeah, I feel like you forgot this part of the question. You gotta go.
Yeah, man.
And you're standing there and you're listening and there's a guy crying next to you and you whisper into his ear, you go, hey man, I gotta go. I'm Fat Nate. I can't be here anymore.
If I just whisper to people I have to go, strangers, I think they're gonna think I have to shit.
Is that the move? Instead, because you don't want to interrupt her, so you go tell every single other person and they'll be like, I gotta go. My jacket. What do I do? They say, shh. And you go, okay. You go to the next person. You go, I gotta go.
Yeah, you just whisper it to as many people as you can. You start building a crowd. You get people on your side. Then when you go up and you shove her off the thing, people cheer. You stay for liberty and then you just fucking slam her off the thing. I think you got to get a slogan behind you. You got to get people on your side.
I think you got to start a slow clap. You got to try to get people clapping. Yeah, you got to. And then you're like, this is too slow. I got to go. But then it doesn't work out. I don't know if there's a way out. I'm sorry to give you such an impossible scenario.
You could like throw like popcorn or like nuts.
Boy, it took you a long time to think of nuts.
Peanuts.
Were you accidentally going to say popcorn again?
I was just going to say more popcorn.
Just popcorn or popcorn.
Or peanuts or just like
popcorn.
Little bits of salt and just throw it in her mouth, dry out her mouth.
Because remember, you got to go. You could try going up to another random big guy at the bar and you punch him in the face. And when he turns around to see who punched him, you point to someone else. It starts a fight. She goes, come on now, what you boys fighting for? And then right as she says that, I have an idea.
You play the music, like start on your phone as loud as you can. You play like the Oscars, get off the stage music.
You just try to play her off with your phone?
Yeah,
you think that'll work? Remember, yeah, everyone's crying.
Mean, yeah. And then they'll just be like, they'll all start clapping. And be like, well, she's off. There's the...
You know, now I sort of think you, before you forgot that you had to go, now I think you might have tunnel vision. And all you're thinking about is how you got to go. But I mean, everybody's really into this. So yeah, they would hear the Oscars music and they would think, well, this is so good. There's no way the Oscars committee would be trying to play her off right now.
I mean, they had their chance. They could have voted. There were nominees. This was the pick. I mean, we're a prestigious organization, you know?
Would the Oscars be more fun if instead of nominee, it was Nanami.
Okay. I was really hoping we'd get some with the Oscars thing, but you went nowhere with that.
More like Oscars the Grouch. Nanami?
None of this would be usable in a clip.
You're a clip.
You cut this, man. I don't know what you, this is a you call, man. You know, the Adam and Eve, and the, all of my questions are about Christianity.
Just, yeah, hey.
Yeah, yeah. I've been really...
Just really Christian up. Lately.
Yeah, I've been really Christian lately.
It shows.
I haven't sucked any dick. It's crazy. So, you know, the fruit of knowledge?
Yeah.
Do you think it just made them really aware of that, how weird it is they don't have belly buttons?
Well, okay, my first thought. Because the fruit of knowledge was supposed to be like sex, I think. So, like, wait. So, what is the analogy where a snake comes up to Eve and she's like, Eve, fucking... Finger yourself, Eve. Finger yourself right now, Eve. And Eve starts fingering herself. And then she goes up to Adam and she's like, Adam, you got to fucking finger me. And Adam goes, no, God said not to finger you. And she goes, no, Adam, finger me. And then he fingers her. And then God comes up and he goes, you guys are both naked. He goes, yeah, I know. I was just fingering her.
Well, I imagined it like they took the fruit of knowledge and then they were like wearing... They put on clothing because they were uncomfortable with their weird belly. Mm. And they have this awkward conversation with God where they try to bring up, why didn't you give us belly? Everyone else is going to have belly buttons but us. We're going to get made fun of. People are going to think we're weird.
They're going to be like Kyle XY. Does anyone remember that? Does anyone remember Kyle XY?
What is Kyle XY?
It's like a Disney Channel thing. I don't remember why, but he doesn't have a belly button. I think there's other unique properties about Kyle XY, but one of them was he didn't have a belly button.
Well,
and it was like on Disney Kyle Channel. XY.
And the fact that they don't have belly buttons.
Did you title this question Kyle XY Bible?
No, I just wrote it out entirely.
Possible question title pitch. Bible XY.
Like, I'm willing to go as a niche as Yu-Gi-Oh! The show, not Yu-Gi-Oh! The card game. Sure. I am unwilling to go to Kyle XY.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's the title of the show or just the name of the character.
Shut up.
I was going to be like, shut what? Shut down?
Answer the fucking question.
What was the question?
Like, how do you think that interaction would go if the fruit of knowledge instead of making them aware of their like genitals, just made them aware of how weird it is on belly buttons? Like, that's why they put on clothes.
But they're the only people there. So you think they're going to have the foresight that like other people are going to have belly buttons?
Yeah, they'll figure it out pretty. I mean, they'll have like once Cain and Abel are born, it's like pretty apparent.
Maybe they think that Cain and Abel have weird craters in their abdomen and they try to fill it up with silly putty. Just always keep their fingers in there. They're like, just keep your finger in there. Keep it warm. No.
But the fruit of knowledge will explain to them that they're weird for not having.
I thought the fruit of knowledge was Eve's vagina.
I'm saying, what if I'm changing it?
So Eve's vagina talks like this and goes, there's going to be belly buttons.
I'm just going to completely cut off what you're saying. But God comes down and he's like, hey guys, why are you wearing shirts? No reason. We're just like them. And like, do you want to wear this crop top? And they're like, no, I don't think so. Why not? And then they have this long discussion
about,
like, you know, about, and he's like, you know about the belly button thing, don't you? And they kick him out of the Garden of Eden.
Hey, it's me, Eve's vagina.
I thought that question was good.
Which fruit am I? Don't tell nobody. Don't tell anybody which fruit I am.
Pussy fruit.
I'm another puppet. Kissing.
Do you have a question?
Did I not just ask you one?
No, I just asked you one.
Eve's vagina. What if it talked? That's my question. What if Eve's vagina talked? And she was always like hassling Adam for sex.
Do you want to?
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. What if like Eve was always saying that? What if Eve was the first person to say that? She was always like shitting on Adam for not having a high enough libido. And she called him a fag and stuff.
Just kept calling him a bitch.
She's always like, where's Steve? And he's like, stop it, Eve. I'm tired. I had a long day of not eating one apple.
You know, I get it, man. There's a lot of anxiety. You're the first people to have sex. I get why it'd be hard to get it up. I understand. There's no like Viagra. God's not going to help you.
You ever think, so they removed a rib from Adam to make Eve?
Yeah.
But then because they removed his ribs, he was able to suck his own dick. So then he's like, why do I need this fucking lady? That's a clip. That's a clip right there, baby.
That's a clip.
It's not long enough.
That's a clip. No, you want a short one. That's one's going to play to the algorithm, baby. That's an actual new take on the Eve thing. I've never heard that. Adam sucks his own dick. So why
does it doesn't make it good? Unique isn't good. Unique is just good. Unique.
Any new combination of sounds and words is amazing.
Shut up. In the future.
Wait, in the future or the past?
The future.
Okay.
If we can't get through the question, I'm going to be done. I'll be done podcasting. I will have just burned those five questions and I'll try again.
Wait, do you want me to do a question?
Do a question.
All right. Imagine there was like a team of pollsters and they just went around polling people about Nathan, just your personality, what you look like. And then every day they would publish the results like on the internet so everyone could see. And they would be like, Nathan's likability is down this week. And people thought that he had something in his teeth, which didn't play well among Latinos. They would break down who liked you by race and gender and education and age.
I think that would make me racist. I think if anybody had that, if they found out their demographic and realized that just like Asian people fucking hated them, they would, I mean, you would become a bigot.
You don't think would try to be like the politicians and you were like, oh, the Asian people just haven't heard my message, I guess.
No, man, I don't think I'm going to. I mean, it's been 23 years. I can't fucking swing them. I'm just going to give up. At some point, I got to pick the groups that like me. Like I'm teetering with Black voters, but like I won't get them if I keep putting all this time into this fucking money sink. It is the Asian community.
That's a clip right there. Just you saying all that with no context.
No, I think I double down on the groups that like me. I think I get oddly sexist and racist because I like people telling me I'm funny. It'd be weird. And then people would message me like, hey man, why haven't you hung out with me? And I'm like, you're not in my demo, bro. And then I would send him a link to it.
You're not part of the base.
You're not, I really only support my base. I get hacky. I become a parody of myself.
Yeah, you'd be like, we will go to the bar. And then you wouldn't go to the bar. You'd be like, the Democrats didn't let us go to the bar.
What if you got these pulling down on yourself and you realized you were like, your main group was just like Amish people? What would you do?
I would just keep it up.
What would you keep up?
Whatever it is I'm doing, I would just keep doing it and just, I wouldn't get too close. I wouldn't try to milk it. I wouldn't be like, you know, ooh, I would love a wooden wheel today. I would just keep being me. I would stay the course.
You don't hang out with Amish people in your day to day. You just never see your fans.
I would just love knowing that somewhere in Pennsylvania, they're building a barn thinking about me.
They're churning the butter. Like that's all Nick.
I would pander a little bit. Whenever an Uber came and picked me up, I'd be like, oh, it's a car? We're doing a car. Okay, that's great. Okay. Fine. Not a horse. Okay. Not
like,
a buggy.
You haven't shaved in like 2 months.
Oh, I didn't even notice. And I didn't notice this big Quaker hat. Yeah. Whose hat is this? Is this my Quaker hat? Yeah. You know what? Maybe I would pander.
Pander a lot.
Do you think if you went to the Amish community and you told them you were from the future, you could get anything with that? They'd be like, no, you're from regular society. I'd be like, no, I'm Amish too. But from 1,000 years from now, I'm a future Amish. This is how far we get in 1,000 years.
I think what you do is you dress in Amish attire and then you go to them and you're like, I'm future Amish.
I'm from the future. The future of Amish people exactly matches the present of regular people.
You just need like a slightly better like buttered bean recipe.
Buttered bean? That's racist. That's fuck. Buttered bean?
I have no idea what the Amish like.
Buttered bean. That's like Asian people like their dragon rice and their dragon fish and their, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Do you think heaven's really damp? It's like clouds and stuff. Didn't people have to wear rain boots? They like get there and they're like, you can get everything you want.
Like, you can hear everybody coming. They're like, quick, quick,
quick. And then Jesus comes over, like, are you enjoying yourself? And he's the host and you don't want to be rude. So you're like, yeah, man, it's fine.
That's why he's wearing sandals, because his socks got wet 8,000 years ago.
Yeah, like this is, I mean, I don't want to say, you don't want to like rock the boat in heaven.
When there's a storm, it's like heaven's all gray. I mean, it's still heaven, but it's like gray and purple.
And there are days when just like things don't connect quite. You have to do like a longer walk to fucking church or whatever is like kind of longer.
You think there's around. Church in heaven?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think? You get out of that because you're in heaven now? No. You did it for 80 fucking years. You'll keep doing it. God's a narcissist and likes moist feet. Like you're fucking going to church.
You know, it'd be an awesome bit that I bet Jesus would do, because you'd all be praying in church about like how Jesus was going to come back. And then he would like pop his head through the door and he'd be like, hey, guys, I'm back. And then he would lick some mean pussy.
Okay. And then I think what would happen next is you would get to a reading. It'd be boring. And then Jesus would pop in and be like, oh, let me really tell you. I was there. Let me tell you when.
Okay.
And he would story top and over explain the shit out of Palm Sunday or whatever it is.
Did you just not think of the word Sunday? Were you going to say popcorn again?
No, I was going to say Palm. I know what day it was, but I think you would just, you'd get into over explanation. He talked about how gross it was. He had to put a bunch of hand sanitizer all over himself.
I think
the kicks off.
I think the priest would still
that into palms.
I think the priest would still make priest jokes. He'd be like, a lot of squirrels in heaven. You know how we got rid of the squirrels is we baptized them and then they only came for Christmas and Easter. And it brushes because it's heaven. It annihilates because it's heaven and everything's funny. I think in heaven, just people's senses of humor are rewired. So that really is like the best joke.
So then is other stuff like not funny anymore? Or
it's all exactly the same funny, except that that joke is a little funnier.
I mean,
and you have damp feet. He's just a murdering and he's like riffing fucking squirrels. And then Jesus is just in there licking mad pussy. I mean, it's awesome.
Do your feet getting cold?
Yeah, but you don't care because your pussy is so hot.
And inside, there's just only carpets.
No wood floors. And Jesus is like, nope, pretty expensive.
Even in the bathrooms, like, mm-mm. Dude, I think I talked to people about this and everyone thought I was crazy. I think if you have a carpeted bathroom at some point, you will get shit on that carpet. I'm not saying immediately. I'm just saying at some point in the future.
Well, because when you got shit on your hands after wiping badly, carpets look a lot like napkins. Dogs look like napkins too.
What do you do to dogs?
I wipe my poop on them. People think that's the dog's poop, but it's not. It's mine. You know how like people hate the military industrial complex and they're like, oh, it's so terrible. I feel like everybody though, when they start rattling off how big our military is, no matter how liberal you are, there's a part of you that's like, oh, yeah. Like, we have a bigger military than the next 10 combined. You're like, that's fucking terrible.
Dude, I think it's just a way to talk about it. Like, they've gone the other way and they get people are like, you're a fascist or whatever. And they're just like, I want to talk about it. I want to get an erection and flex my biceps at the same time. But I don't really know a way to seamlessly flex my biceps and get a boner.
It's hard.
In a conversation. And this is the easiest way to do it without getting any kind of weird looks.
Oh, we have way too many bases. Tell me about all your bases.
They're like, I like Bernie Sanders, but I really want a boner and to show off my calves. But China's getting there, dude. Our erections are getting smaller. We're going to have to find new conversational topics. Go think of some ideas, which is spitball right now. Other ways you can seamlessly flex your biceps and get a boner in a conversation. Because China is going to take us all over and life's going to suck. Have a boner
right now. Jesus eating your puss?
Not bad callbacks that we can't use later.
In heaven, big fat pussies.
We can't use callbacks because it won't clip well. Come on. Okay.
And Jesus comes up and he's like, I'm Jesus. He turns water into slime. It's his saliva. It's like his saliva into your nasty Nathan pussy juice.
Thank you.
Fat Nate.
Thank you.
Hey, wait. Before you get to your question, this is a pitch for a game show. So you go into a bodega or like a corner store where they have dates for sale. Dates. They have like a thing of dates and you go up and you go, I never tried a date before. What those look so crazy. What are those little fruits? And he goes, it's a date. And you go, oh, I've never, I mean, are they good? Like, should I get one? I don't know. And then he goes, you can try one if you want. And then when he gives you the date, you're not going to buy more dates. You just run out of there with a free date. And then you go, you just got date raped.
Oh, you have to say date rape.
That's the name of the show. You look into camera, you just got date raped. And you eat the date on FX. It's on FX. Wow. That gives it some legitimacy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't give it any legitimacy.
FX?
Actually, yeah, no, I don't think it does.
FX is like the best cable channel. AMC?
If you want to watch a rerun of Transformers, if we don't watch the Step Brothers fucking again, I guess. And then between that, you can watch Getting Date Raped with...
It's just called Date Raped with Fat Nate. That's when it would be good if your name was Rapey Nate. And you're like, oh, that's how we got the show. Cool that they were able to find him.
Thomas the Tank Engine ate people, right?
I think he ate coal, but then when they told him that was bad for the environment, he ate the environmentalists.
So he's like a titan from Attack on Titan. He doesn't need to eat the people. He wants to eat.
Yeah, he has no genitals or bathrooms. He can't poop them out. He just eats them to eat them.
Do you think it's like terrifying? Like actually?
I think it is terrifying. But his cousin, Thomas the Dank Engine, just smokes weed and chills. People prefer Thomas the Dank Engine.
Until he's out of weed.
Then he's just Thomas the Tank Engine again.
his eyes get a little less squinty and he gets angry. He has some real father issues. He doesn't work out, tries to mask it with drugs and the reggae lifestyle, but it's just, it doesn't go his way. He gets violent.
He's so really chill, fast. Thomas the Dank Engine, when he's smoking weed, that he doesn't even notice he's the only train in the circle. Everybody else is a person and he's a train and he doesn't even, he's just like, what are we doing after this? You guys want to see a movie? And they're like, we're not seeing a movie, dude. You're a train. And he's like, you're a train. You know, he doesn't even, he thinks this is what people call people.
Yeah. He'll just, dude, he'll be like, we're going so fucking fast, bro. And they'll be like, dude, we haven't moved in an hour. And he's like, then he will just be like, dude, sometimes you're writing me, but sometimes I feel like I'm writing you. And they ask him, please, it's been 2 hours. I need to get to Chicago. He just, it's another fat lung. That's Thomas the Dank Engine
for you.
Yeah. You're not going to get.
And then there's also Thomas the Wank Engine. He's British and he masturbates. Right. I'm a masturbate. I'm a train. I'm a horny little train.
I think in that universe, just nobody takes, like, airplanes are clearly the superior mode of transportation. You don't have any other really options.
Roy, that's a lot of cum, isn't it?
I feel like Thomas the Wank Engine is going to ask you how big his dick is. He's like, can you measure it again? It's like, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah, and you're like, what part of you is the dick? He's like, it's all the dick, mate.
Like, are you being hyperbolic or are you, am I about to step into a large penis? And he doesn't explain. He's clearly on steroids. He's so veiny, but you don't.
Veiny trains.
Yeah, he's a veiny train.
He loves going into tunnels. He loves tunnels.
What about Thomas the Spank Engine? He spanks you.
He's like, great job out there, girls. You played really well.
Yeah, he winks a little too much. He's not in commission right now. Because, I mean, if we're going to, technically, he's under multiple lawsuits and is legally not allowed to be within 90 yards of a railroad track. But, I mean, at one point, he was in commission. I mean, the Me Too movement didn't really go his way. But, like, I mean, it could have gone too far. We don't know. I mean, he was fun.
He's like, boys, an overcorrection, right?
Yeah, maybe it was an overcorrection. The boys liked him. They had no... He was always cool with the boys. But, I mean, would you bring a girlfriend on Thomas the Spank Engine?
I think we gotta call it. But this was a fun episode. Hypothetically, episode 13 with Nikki Downtown and Fat Nate. See you next week.